It's the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And now it's your chance to be on with us to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, and that doesn't mean win. We get people to call up, well, I didn't win last time I was on. Can I play again? No, if you haven't played on the air in the last 30 days. We encourage, by the way, people who have played in the last 30 days but haven't called. Because you can play along in your car or at home or at work or wherever you are. We appreciate every one of those possibilities. But if you have not played on the air in the last month, here's your shot. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. And by the way, if you've missed any of our recent Harris challenges, including the one I did yesterday as a bonus Thursday edition when I was filling in for Frank, you can find them by going to KTRS.com, and you click on the Paul Harris page, and that takes you to my website and all the podcasts of everything that I've done, including all the Harris challenges going back for a couple of years here on the Big 550 KTRS. All right, let's meet our first contestant today. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you're the one who probably wants to know who's the sponsor of the Harris Challenge, aren't you?
Go ahead and tell me.
Well, I'll tell you. It's the Well Hungarians. Our good friends in the Johnny Holzem and the boys and the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton with no cover charge for the ladies, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge there, and amazing food. All right, Nick, now that we've given them the plug, go ahead and take your own five-second cheap plug opportunity to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or get that commercial endorsement big buck check.
No real cheap plug, just glad to hear your show on the radio at least once a week.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And the questions and categories come spilling out, led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two, it's Pi Day. And category three, Sports Patrick Day. Which one would you like?
Let's go Sports Patrick Day.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on any question you like and come back and pick it up later, as long as you've done it before the buzzer sounds at 1 minute, because that's when we stop and tally up your points. If you don't get past the halfway point, in other words, 7.5 or less, well, then I'm going to have to punish you. But if you do, then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shops. Two locations in Florissant and Cottleville, where you'll see the big St. Patrick's Day parade tomorrow, I believe.
Donuts as big as your head.
But you can find some green donuts there.
Oh, I bet you can. Also, from where?
By the way, their green donuts are not like some other places where the green donuts are from January.
No. These would be dyed food.
I wonder if they have green maple donuts with bacon on them.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I would take those any color.
Mama. From Werenberg Theaters. We have your choice of movies. We have movie passes, like you could see Nonstop, the Lego Movie, maybe, or Need for Speed. And we'll give you a choice of what if you win.
If you get them all, if you get all the questions right, that's 15 points. We call it the clean sweep, and then you win all the prizes. A package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Nick has chosen the category Sports Patrick Day. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, Nick. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Patrick does tennis commentary on TV, often with his older brother, John?
Patrick McEnroe.
Correct. Which NHL team retired goalie Patrick Waugh's jersey number 33 in 2003?
Montreal Canadiens.
Colorado Avalanche. Which Pat broadcast NFL games for CBS, Fox, and ESPN with partners like Tom Brookshire and John Madden?
Pat Summerall.
Correct. Which college did Patrick Ewing graduate from before going to the NBA?
Georgetown.
Correct. Which Southern Hemisphere nation is tennis star Patrick Rafter from?
Southern Hemisphere nation. South Africa.
Australia. Let's see how you did. You got the four, you got the three, you got the one. You squeezed by with 8 points. Nick, you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we move right along to contestant number two. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I wanted to tell my dad, Dan, who's probably listening, to call my mother and tell her we should have cheese pizza for dinner.
Because it's Pi Day, right?
I didn't think about that, but yeah, that works too.
Well, if you want, we have a Pi Day category, or have you been paying attention, or the name is Patrick. I'm sensing a theme here in the challenge.
Let's go with the name is Patrick.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Andrew, let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Which Patrick played Bobby Ewing on TV's Dallas?
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy is right. Which Patrick played Dalton, a barroom bouncer in Roadhouse?
Patrick Swayze.
Swayze is right. Which Patrick played Professor X in the X-Men movies?
Patrick Stewart.
Correct. Which Patrick played David Putty on TV's Seinfeld?
Oh.
You can pass if you want.
I'll pass on that.
Passing, okay. Which Patrick played Eddie on the Munsters?
Butch Patrick.
Butch Patrick is right. Back to the four-pointer. Which Patrick played David Putty on TV's Seinfeld?
Oh. I don't know.
I've given you enough time to Google it. The correct answer is his name is Patrick Warburton. The good news for you, Andrew, is you didn't need that. You got 11 points without it, making you a winner as well. Congratulations.
All right, awesome.
All right, stand by while we go to contestant number three. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't know. I'm in middle school.
You're in middle school?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
Elvidge.
Okay. Which category would you like, Megan? We have you been paying attention? Pi Day, and I'll just tell you, if you pick that category, I will tell you pi to 50 digits off the top of my head. Or you can have green screen.
Have you been paying attention? But before we start, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Megan. Hallelujah. Very nice of you to say. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Have you been paying attention? Let's play the Harris Challenge. Why did the Canadian... You know, stop the music. Stop the music. Megan?
Yes?
I'm going to give you credit for the one-pointer because I feel uncomfortable asking a middle school student the question because it has to do with a subject that I really don't want to talk to about a person who's in middle school. So I'm going to give you the 1 point for that before we go to anything else, okay?
Okay.
I'll explain later what the question was, and people may understand. All right, 58 seconds on the clock. No, reset it to 60.
All right.
60 seconds on the clock. Megan has a 1 point already. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Megan, who interviewed President Obama between two ferns in a viral video this week? Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg launched a campaign this week to stop using what word to describe girls and women? Was it chick, bossy, or miss?
Six.
Bossy. What sandwich chain followed the lead of pizza chain Sbarro in filing for bankruptcy this week? What trapped a Portland, Oregon family in their bedroom until they called 911 last week?
A cat
is correct. Back to the two-pointer. Who interviewed President Obama between two ferns in a viral video this week? Okay, to the four-pointer. What sandwich chain followed the lead of Sbarro in filing for bankruptcy this week?
I have no clue.
Well, the answer to that one is Quiznos. And it was Zach Galifianakis who has that Between Two Ferns video. And that's where he sat down with President Obama. So I'm sorry, all you got was the three plus your bonus point for the one for a total of 4 points, Megan. I hate to do this to you, but I do have to punish you. Here to help me punish you is a former co-star of Live with Regis and Kathy Lee and now drunken star of the fourth hour of the Today Show on NBC. Before I play this Kathy Lee Gifford song for you, though, Dan, you're the music expert on this show. You tell me who it sounds like she's ripping off in this song.
Okay. Shania Twain.
Isn't that the same as Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
Yeah.
You got heartache written all over you. But tell me the truth.
Okay. All right. Stop it right there. Do we happen to have Shania Twain standing by for verification of the ripoff?
Yes, we do.
Play it.
Let's go, girls.
Is that the same song, Kathy Lee?
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out.
All right, that's enough, because Shania doesn't count as punishing music, but Kathy Lee and her ripoff did. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Megan.
Oh, it's okay.
But thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you very much. All right, now I can explain what the question was.
Yes.
The one-point question was, why did the Canadian government put three X-rated TV channels on notice? The multiple choice question. Was it because of too much graphic sex? You can see why I don't want to
ask that. Yeah, no,
was it because of too much graphic sex, because the dialogue wasn't bilingual, or because they didn't show enough Canadian porn?
I'll say dialogue wasn't bilingual.
What do you think, Ian?
No, the first one.
Too much graphic sex?
Yeah.
No, it's because they didn't show enough Canadian porn. Canadian TV and radio stations have to show at least 35% Canadian content all the time. And if they don't do that, they get fined by the government. So there wasn't enough Canadian porn on the X-rated channels up there.
Wow, eh?
Yeah. Where are we? Contestant number four are we up to?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, we are. And that's going to be you, Cindy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
I'm nervous down here. I'm unincorporated nowhere.
I'm sorry? What was that?
I said I'm nervous down here in windy, unincorporated nowhere.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show. There are two categories left. We have green screen, which is, you know, green because of St. Patrick's Day weekend. Or you can have pie day, because today is 3/1/4.
Oh, does it have to do with P-I-E or just P-I?
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to open the envelope until you choose the category, but I'm guessing there can't be that many questions about pie. I will tell you again, if you choose that category, I will rattle off 50 digits of pie off the top of my head.
3.141. I'll take pie.
Okay. You want to hear the digits of pie before we go or after?
Oh, no. I will wait till after I lose. That way I don't have to listen to it.
All right.
Confident.
And Ian will be my witness when I do it for you. Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Cindy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What toy became popular because of some students at Yale throwing around pie tins?
Pass.
Which state selected Key Lime as its official pie in 2006?
Frisbee for the first one.
Correct. Which state selected Key Lime as its official pie in 2006?
Florida.
Correct. In what year was a pie first thrown in someone's face in a movie? 1909, 1919, or 1929?
1919.
1909. According to Mrs. Smith's, apple is the most popular pie in the USA. What is second?
No multiple choice?
Nope.
Pass.
Which co-star of the TV series Elementary took a pie in the face on Jimmy Fallon's show a few months ago?
Repeat.
Which co-star of the TV series Elementary took a pie in the face on Jimmy Fallon's show a few months ago?
I have no idea. Pass.
Okay, well, we're running out of time here. The correct answer there was Lucy Liu, and the second most popular pie in America, Dan Strauss?
Cherry?
Nope. Ian?
Oh. Strawberry?
Nope.
Chocolate?
Oh, pumpkin.
Pumpkin is
pumpkin.
Correct.
Wow.
Pumpkin is correct. So, let's see, Cindy, you got the one, you got the two, and that's where things fell apart. By the way, I think
I got pie in my face.
Yes, you did. By the way, first person to get pie in his face in a movie in 1909, Ben Turpin, in a movie called Mr. Flip. Save that for your next Bill Cleveland trivia night.
Let's hear the pie number.
And Ian will verify for you that I'm closing my eyes, so I cannot possibly be reading this as I'm doing it.
Okay.
3.141592653589793238462643338327950288499716939375105829974944 59.
I'm impressed.
Looks good.
Now, I will tell you this.
I don't know what people have said.
Well, you could just
I think that's more than 50.
You could just be faking that, Paul. You could just be randomly naming digits, to which I always tell somebody, go ahead, randomly name digits, see if you can do it that fast.
That was good. Did you have to memorize that for a class?
I had to memorize that for a dare.
For a dare?
Yeah. I think I was probably like a junior in high school, and, well, let's just say that there may have been... Oh, let's not even say.
Something involved?
Yeah, there may have been something involved.
It wasn't a double dare then?
It may have been a double dog dare.
Oh.
A double dog dare.
You know, it was either that or stick my tongue to the flagpole like Flick. So, or Schwartz or whichever one it was. Cindy, well, since you allowed me to do that, I'm going to skip your punishment today.
Hey.
Oh, thank you. All I have to say is go Cardinals.
Yeah, have a great weekend, Cindy.
Hey, you too.
Thank you very much for playing. And our final contestant today, hello, Kara.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am just about to meet my friend for drinks and dinner.
Kara's going to be at least 60 seconds late.
This a guy or a girl?
Just a girlfriend.
I don't think that was any of your business.
Nosy?
I know, I was just being nosy.
Kara, we have one category left, green screen. It's all yours. We've got 60 seconds on the clock.
Okie dokie.
Let's play the
Harris
Challenge.
I really wanted to pie one.
I'm sorry. In a 1973 sci-fi film, what did Charlton Heston discover is made from people? The word green will be in all of your answers, by the way.
I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah. In what movie did Tom Hanks co-star with Michael Clark Duncan?
Oh, The Green Mile.
Correct. In what 2011 movie did Ryan Reynolds play a test pilot granted an alien ring that bestows him with otherworldly powers?
Is it The Green Lantern?
Correct. In what 2011 movie did Seth Rogen play a masked crime fighter whose real name is Brett Reed? That's the Green Hornet, right. We're out of superheroes. What 1991 movie starred Kathy Bates, Mary Stuart Masterson, Mary Louise Parker, Jessica Tandy, and Cicely Tyson?
Oh, my goodness.
Remember, it's got green in it.
Dang. And it's got green in it. I have no idea. Darn it.
That one was fried green tomatoes.
Soylent Green is made of people.
That's correct. Charlton Heston screamed, Soylent Green is people. So let's see how you did here, Kara. You got the 2, you got the 3, you got the 4, you got yourself 9 points, and you saved America from hearing Kathy Lee butcher Shania Twain in a ripoff yet again. Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and that's how we play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.